We have some movie recommendations this morning for our occasional series about DVDs worth checking out. Our own Steve Inskeep asked filmmaker Michael Moore to share some of his favorites.
Can I say something to begin with?
Sure.
I'm not a big fan of DVDs, I have to be honest. I've probably only rented maybe a half dozen in my lifetime. Generally, I believe you should see a movie in the movie theater.
Well, now, how do you go about watching an old film, then, if you want to see It's a Wonderful Life one more time?
I keep a list on my computer of the various art houses and places that show old films. And I'll drive literally for hours to go see something from the 1940s if I can see it on a movie screen.
So you've kindly sent us this list of DVDs with that caveat or this asterisk, perhaps, on the list that if you must watch a DVD.
If you have to watch a DVD, and I actually have included some that will be extremely hard to see in a movie theater. For instance, a documentary from the Czech Republic is not going to be playing at the shopping mall near you.
Well, let's talk about a documentary from the Czech Republic that's on your list. Czech Dream. What is it?
It's a documentary made by these filmmakers who, I guess they were concerned about how their country that used to operate under a socialist system was now becoming more and more capitalist, which meant a lot of good things, but there was also the dark side. And so they decided to create a fake opening of a big shopping center, like a big Walmart in the Czech Republic. And even though, of course, this wasn't going to open, they created a whole campaign, the media campaign, and they filmed people's reaction to it and their desire to just shop, 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 and buy, buy, buy. And because we're so used to living that way, to have a group of people who haven't lived that way,
and clamoring to be that way.
Right. To see it through their eyes, it was revealing even to me because, I mean, I go to the mall, I buy things, and sometimes without even thinking about it. I wish I saw more films like this that challenged me. And it was funny, which is so rare in documentaries. And I've been encouraging documentary filmmakers to use more and more humor.
You also have on your list here Borat, which sounds like a nice transition out of Czech Dreams.
Well, I have never laughed so hard for 90 minutes during a movie in my lifetime. In fact, a friend of mine who was actually sitting across the aisle, he said to me afterwards, he said, "I looked over at you. And you had gone into a fetal position in your chair. You were laughing so hard." And now, if you know me, you know for me to do the fetal position in a movie theater chair was almost impossible.
That's
but
impressive.
He said that's exactly what I was doing because I was crumpled over with laughter so much.
All right, well, this morning we have a very special guest here in the studio. This is Borat Sagdiyev. He is traveling across America to get the taste of life here in the United States.
Good morning
to you.
Hello,
my name is Borat. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Before we start, can you tell me, because I want to make a urine and then I come back here, if you tell me 1 minute before we start.
We started. We are actually live on the air right now.
I am very excited.
Yes.
Hello, yes, and I.
Yes.
Hello, yes, and I am very excited.
Let's remember, this is a film by Sacha Baron Cohen, right?
That's correct. And the man's a genius, and I think that he completely, again, coming from Britain and taking a look at us, it was not just funny for funny's sake, but also had, I think, some important things to say about who we are as a people.
Now, you've spoken up for humor here in these last several choices, but you've also got some darker films on your list. One of them is called Troubled Water.
This is the best film that I saw last year, absolutely, hands down. It's a film no one's heard of, really, a film that didn't get distribution in this country and now has a DVD distributor.
May I say this is a Norwegian film? It's from 2008, and one of the main characters is a man who has been released from prison after murdering a child. Is that correct?
Right. That's what he's been accused of. And he claimed it was an accident, but he serves his time, and he gets out, and he gets hired as an organist in a church. And one day, the mother of the child, who's now a teacher, is bringing her class to the church. And he's up in the choir loft practicing on the organ. And she turns up, looks up there, and she sees that it's him. And she starts to lose it. It is captivating. And I think anybody who loves to see a good movie would love to see this film.
How did you come across Troubled Water yourself?
I read that there was this sort of resurgence in the Norwegian cinema.
You must have looked pretty hard for that article, but go ahead.
I don't know where I came across. I called up the Norwegian embassy and I said, hey, if I wanted to just see what Norwegians are watching these days, how could I get a copy of some of these films? And they said, sure. And they sent me five or six of them. I was blown away. Film one after another, not just Troubled Water. One of the best horror movies I've seen in a long time called Dead Snow, a film about zombie Nazis. Essentially, the story is that these Nazis were left behind way up in the fjords at the end of World War II, and nobody came to collect them. And over the years, turned into zombies. And now they're terrorizing the poor Norwegians. And it is both hilarious and scarier than anything that you've seen in a long time.
Well, I wonder what will happen when people hear that another one of your favorites for DVDs is Hearts and Minds.
Hearts and Minds, yes. It's certainly my favorite documentary of all time. It may be my favorite film of all time. It is a perfect film made by a director by the name of Peter Davis. He won the Academy Award for it for Best Documentary, I believe, in 1975 or 76. And it is the definitive account of the debacle we know as the Vietnam War. This film is so well constructed, so emotional, and so many great moments. I still remember to this day, I remember the filmmakers interviewing Daniel Ellsberg, who exposed the Pentagon Papers. And he says to the cameraman, we were sent over there to fight the enemy.
Basically, we didn't want to acknowledge the scale of our involvement there. We didn't want to realize that it was our war, because that would have been to say that every casualty on both sides was a casualty caused by our policy. The question used to be, might it be possible that we were on the wrong side in the Vietnamese War? But we weren't on the wrong side. We are the wrong side.
When he says that, it really hits you. It really, it's like, it hurts. But you know what? If it hurts, it probably should hurt. And we need to confront these things so that we don't do them again.
Well, Michael Moore, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Filmmaker Michael Moore on his favorite DVDs. This is Morning Edition from NPR News with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne.